This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you to our exclusive interview with Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis, presented by Wawa. Coach, welcome back from the bye week.
Thank you.
I know it was time for you to get some relaxation and also to do some self-scouting and talk about the defense here. What kind of progress did you make through seven games in the big picture?
Well, we from game one to the last game, we felt like we were making steady progress. Now, the Panther game was not as good as we would have liked it, so we felt like there was a little bit of a step back in the run game, and it really was just little minor technique alignment issues that we had been so disciplined in. So the self-scout really was encouraging in the growth that we have going on, and we're hitting some goals like the points allowed per drive and the turnovers, which are big indicators of playing winning football. And that was growing, but you know, there's some other areas that we saw, hey, we need to put a little more attention on those things.
I came up to your office after the win over the Jets, and you talked about wanting the players to own the defense.
Yeah.
And with so many new players, particularly in the back end, have you seen that ownership progress through seven games?
Yeah, we have, especially with the guys that come new to the system. It's a foreign language. That's the best way to relay it is, although they know these techniques, but you're saying it a different way with different terminology. The defenses are called a lot of times some different words. So it takes a while for really settle in, to have a lot of reps, to make their mistakes. I've always thought that the more mistakes you can make in the offseason and training camp, that's where true learning happens. So, you know, we've grown through some of those mistakes, and the guys are buying in. And you can see, the way I can see the ownership is when they have ideas about scheme on the upcoming opponent or within a game, they say, hey, you know, coach, that one tool we have of a deuce call, can we use that here when they align like that? Absolutely. Now they start understanding how the different aspects and tools are used. Now you got something.
And then does that allow you then to expand the scheme to really get into things that you want to get into coverage-wise?
It does. It really what we try to do, there are really, the more football I watch and be around, and there's years and years of it, you either have the middle of the field open with the safeties or you close it. Everything inside of that is just different forms of middle open coverages and the tools you use, no matter what you want to call it, cover two, cover four. It's just, it's the tools you use. So the guys really understanding when we're splitting the safeties, what tools are available, and when the middle of the field is closed, what tools are available, that's where you have the communication on the back end. And they've taken a huge step this year.
It really seems that with Walter and with Malcolm, having converted cornerbacks who can cover, who can play the run, or intelligent guys, has really allowed you to communicate better, open up the defense, and have a lot more success with those X plays.
Yeah, those are our quarterbacks. You know, the middle backer, D'Amico's a quarterback for us and sets the front seven. And then in the secondary, we need, when we split the safeties, they both own their half of the field. When there's a post safety, they, you know, one is a quarterback. And they, having smart, intelligent, instinctive safeties has made a huge difference for us to expand the package and to apply tools within a drive. You know, a lot of times you hope the drive ends when a major mistake happens so you can get the guys to the sideline and get the thing fixed. Well, when a drive is going on, if you have the veteran intelligent men out there, they can fix it in the drive, you know, in between plays. And that's when you really have something special.
I know you weren't happy with the run defense against Carolina. Do you think it stung that front seven, the group that you have?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We take a lot of pride in all aspects of it. But stopping the run. And again, it's as simple as one or two guys not fitting where he's supposed to fit. I mean, it is. It takes to play good defense, 11 men doing their job and handling their part, because it's all affected. The D-line affects the linebackers, the linebacker affects the D-line, safeties, alignments, you know, tells, anything you have that can give a coverage away affects everybody. So it's all attached to each other, and as you have one guy misfit, and all of a sudden that big run happens, and all of a sudden there's a plus 40 run on you, and then all those other, all the good stuff you have, 25 runs of 2 and 3 yards, and that 140 crushes the total game.
We've all enjoyed this early success here of Jordan Hicks, and he's a rookie. He seems so much more mature than his years. What kind of responsibility do you feel comfortable putting on him? Can he handle everything?
You know what? He's grown in a position. That Carolina game plan, because of the different types of run game that came at us, we put a lot on his plate as a quarterback, calling, you know, getting us in and out of. I give him two calls. You know, we're playing this call, unless they're in gun, then I want this call. And he did a great job of communicating and executing it. So for a rookie, that was about as hard as it gets, and he did a nice job.
Bill, it's Dallas on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. No Tony Romo, but they have Dez Bryant. I mean, we're trying to figure out what that offense is capable of doing. What do you see from them?
Yeah, it's been tough on them because they've had three quarterbacks over the course of this season, three running backs that they've been moving in and out of. The receiver, Dez, has been out, and now he's back in. So there's a little bit of shift in the O-line. So what they've done is you've seen different games. What we're trying to do is just say, okay, when McFadden's a running back and Castle's a quarterback, what are they showing and who are they? And I think they're trying to discover who they are. What running game works best for McFadden? What is the best passing game for Castle? So as you move through, you're kind of studying in small segments of who we think they're going to be versus us. Then you take into account their plans against us last year and this year with the same coordinator, and then you say, okay, you kind of put it all together and you try to stop what they want to do and do best and make them go away from their best players and try to beat you that way.
How did Dez look from a physical standpoint against Seattle?
He looked fine. Yeah. He's back out there. He's a phenomenal athlete that healed very fast, and he's chomping at the bit to get out there, and we expect the ball will go to him often.
Bill, Matt Castle, when we played him a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. really athletic game, big game against the Eagles. Your thoughts on him and what he brings to the table?
Yeah, he's a well-rounded quarterback that's seen and played a lot of football. So when he comes out there, and we know even last week he made a couple third down conversions with his legs, he sees the field well. He's learning that system, so you can see the growth happen. I know they haven't had the success that they want. Not a lot of people have the success against Seattle that they like. But he's getting more and more familiar. The running game is kind of being a little bit more tailored to McFadden, and he's having some success. So you can see it getting better week in and week out, and Matt Castle is a great decision maker, really.
Bill, thanks so much. Good luck on
Sunday. Okay, thank you.